77,000 Service Trees, Part 27 by Sri Chinmoy. Faith Fortress laughs at doubt storms. Hesitation means progress, smile, starvation. I must try to make my life empty of disobedience blunders. The ultimate winner is he who plies his lifeboat beyond ignorance night. My heart becomes a sea of ecstasy when it sees God the Commander-in-Chief. I pray to God to give my mind a moment of gratitude flash. No more loud mind preachings, no more. Silence heart prayers more, evermore. Heaven descends, my heart soulfully welcomes peace, light. Surrender heart ecstasy and life perfection excellence go together. The mind knows only one thing, a stubborn unwillingness. The outer beauty dreams. The inner beauty becomes. Meditation is my heart's God game participation. A dynamic God service roar knows no equal. We must know that our God quest is older than the ages. I am always available to my wisdom soul. The goal can disappear from the mind's sight, but not from the heart's vision. The doubt venom dart is a perfect stranger to my heart. The silence of the mind is quite shallow. The mind of silence is unfathomable. Man needs God's smiling face. God needs man's dreaming heart. The inner eagerness is an upward movement. Devotion songs thrill the heart. The sufferings of the heart can be measured. The delight of the soul can never be measured. To live constantly in the mind is to be out of God's favor. The aspiring heart is always drawn to God's eye beauty and heart fragrance. O my mind, do not poison this world with your wild criticism and ugly sarcasm. O my heart, you are sleeping too long. God manifestation train is leaving soon. My heart expansion and my God manifestation go together. Suffering can easily be traced. The cause of suffering is extremely difficult to trace. God duty is the privilege of privileges. He who misses God duty is indeed a stark fool. When I look at my mind, what I see is a flameless aspiration. A oneness family is the world's mightiest family. Enthusiasm and eagerness are two of God's fondness doves. My mind looks for a newness world. My heart looks for a oneness world. When I am in my body, lethargy is my capacity. When I am in my vital, blindness is my capacity. When I am in my mind, doubt is my capacity. When I am in my heart, faith is my capacity. I am not immortal, but my love of God is definitely immortal. My mind quest for God may not be perfect. My heart tears for God are undoubtedly perfect. When a disciple decides to examine the master becomes ecstatic. When the master decides to examine the disciple thinks it is unrealistic. Impurity secretly stabs him. Purity openly steps out. The mind pride stabs him. The heart love steps out. Ignorance stabs him haughtily. Wisdom steps out smilingly. To listen to self-doubt is to embrace hell torture. There is only one thing I love to do. I love to chain my thoughts to my Lord's compassion feet. The heart, mind, vital, and body must establish a oneness orchestra. Devotion heart melodies are extremely haunting. God realization has to be at once a seeker's inner and outer choice. The mind disturbs God the doer and man the deed simultaneously. God watches my ignorance sleep, only to weep and weep and weep. Do not trust your mind guide. It is not trustworthy. I am extremely eager to hear from my Lord his world awakening stories. My mind enjoys sailing on life's deception sea. The heart enjoys swimming in life's illumination sea. My weeping heart easily clasps God's feet. Willingness start and eagerness speed are the successful beginning of God manifestation on earth. God whispers to my devotion heart. God thunders at my suspicion mind. Our God-longing heart never tires of God. Alas, my heart's God-gratitude days have long departed. My Lord, give me success if you want to. Give me failure if you want to. I shall embrace them with my heart's equal joy. My Lord's compassion's soothing eye, where are you and where am I? Hesitation whispers are worse than useless. The vital means excessive attachment stupidity. The mind means excessive attachment uncertainty. God secretly desires my life's outer changes. I inwardly desire God's inner approval and outer blessings. Mankind's peace run, God takes very seriously and proudly. When I am in my heart, God comes with his openness. When I am in my mind, God comes with his one-pointedness. No opportunity missed can forever be lost. My Lord's strictness I and his fondness heart I love to treasure equally. My Lord gave me his oneness smile when he saw me returning to my heart home. God tells me that he will never forget my parting smile from ignorance life. I must never listen to my mind's procrastination whispers. Never open letters that come from ignorance night. They are undoubtedly dangerous. To my great joy, my Lord's compassion eye is planting a devotion plant in my heart garden. God obedience is perpetual rapture. Mind disobedience is beginningless and endless torture. When we walk with God's will, a spontaneous thrill accompanies us. What my mind actually wants is indeed a riddle. Even poor God fails to solve it. The heart has many special qualities. Two are uppermost. It knows how to care. It knows how to share. The mind wants to know the meaning of bliss. The heart is eager to devour bliss. My God-pleasing eagerness runs and runs and runs. It never hops. Needless to say, it never stops. The mind loves to cling to its own opinion. The heart loves to cling only to God's will. The mind loves to cover what it has. The heart loves to uncover what it is. The mind loves to veil the fact. The heart loves to unveil the truth. Do not allow yourself, O seeker, to be carried away by the world's wild ignorance tide. When I stretch my eagerness heart, I see God is already to be embraced by me. God's request whispers. God's command thunders. God really loves to have two things from me, my living aspiration heart and my living dedication breath. Once the wings of the God manifestation bird fly, they never stop. My Lord, will you forgive me if I forget you? My child, I thought I had been doing that very thing all along. While you are in the desiring mind, you must abandon your God satisfaction hopes. I say to God, my Lord, embrace my heart. God says to me, my child, capture my heart first. Alas, my stone heart does not know how to shed tears for God. Of all my friends, only my God friend thinks of me all the time. I was born to live the aspiration life. Sincerity has to be always a living reality in my existence. Desire multiplied, aspiration deducted. Desire enjoyment means aspiration unemployment. Desire clouds chase me. Aspiration sun beckons me. God opens up my gratitude heart presence long before he opens up any other presence. Alas, even now God has not become a familiar name in my mind world. I must slay my jealousy dragon. I must. I enjoy watching the world kaleidoscope life. My heart and I must stand for the unloved ones. May my heart room be always empty of anxieties and worries. The mind knows how to multiply adversities. The heart knows how to nullify adversities. Whenever God gives us something to do, he gives us clear-cut directions. O my body, I beg of you, do not lag behind my dynamic vital. O my vital, I beg of you, do not lag behind my illumining mind. O my mind, I beg of you, do not lag behind my God-crying heart. O my heart, I beg of you, do not lag behind my God-fulfilling soul. The mind delusion does not succeed in masquerading as reality. Alas, no matter how hard I try, I cannot escape my old self. Whenever God comes to visit my mind, it is never to be found. Be daring in your inner journey. be caring in your outer journey. The penalty for my idleness, God has not yet decided. This time, when God takes me back home, I will never argue, never find fault with him. The mind has tremendous love for complexities, alas. The soul is always comfortable with any task from God it undertakes. I take insecurity as something contagious and ferocious. Difficult, but not impossible, to escape the mind attachment circle. Anxiety eventually can take the form of negativity. Selflessness is a very rare quality. My Lord's special dream is the perfection of my earthly dream. I have taken name and fame out of my God-pleasing list. God loves to travel incognito, but not his compassion and forgiveness. The mind never admits that there is no joy behind its darkness confusion curtain. Quite often, the unruly vital takes pride in self-destruction. God's silence light says everything without opening its mouth. I would just like to touch the feet of my Lord Supreme. That is all. I cried and cried when I was able to touch God's heart. God cried and cried when he had to leave my God disobedience mind. When God sees my humility life, he immediately gives me the royal treatment. My inner thrill runs like electric current the moment I unmistakably feel God's presence in the very depths of my heart. One moment we talk about peace, and the very next moment we fight. Impurity and insecurity are extremely fond of each other. Self-hatred is the very beginning of a life disaster. Only one message we receive from above: stop the mind. In ordinary life, our dreams are all mental hallucinations. I shall never allow my God belief to leave me. Temptation and desire love to play hide and seek. God tributes must come from the breath of God gratitude. One good deed in the outer world covers a very long distance in the inner world. Each of us has the most significant, most meaningful, and most fruitful task: to fulfill our beloved Supreme here on earth. We must not delay in closing the door on self-doubt. O my mind, you are all the time preoccupied with yourself. How are you ever going to get real satisfaction in life? Alas, friendship is as brittle as a mirror. Friendship exists only in heaven. With our aspiration heart and our dedication life, we can build a most satisfactory heaven here in the world arena. If you give me a smile, and I give you a smile, in our sweet smiles, we give so much to each other. Devotional singing melts the heart. It takes us to another world. There is only one kind of faith, constant love of God. God does not care for his lordship. He cares only for my friendship. A true God lover finds his treasure outside the domain of money and power. You can become your own savior if you can remember your golden days of inspiration and aspiration. God's blessing blossoms are dropping on us ceaselessly. Each divine thought is one step forward towards the goal. God gets boundless joy when our hidden talents come to the fore. My heart, like my soul, you must also give your progress report to God every day. With our heart's love, joy, and devotion, we create a magnetic pull that allows us to receive from God far beyond our imagination's flight. The human in us loves self-glorification. The divine in us loves God-satisfaction. Your childlike heart has made you a sweetness flute. His powerful vital has made him a dynamo drum. Give lovingly. God will give you 70 out of 100. Give lovingly plus anonymously. God will give you 100 out of 100. Morning meditation makes everything new. Evening meditation and the descent of peace live together. Each meditation must clear the road to God realization. I shall not allow yesterday's failures to haunt me any more today. There is only one friend in your life, your eternity's Lord Supreme. If you are divinely happy, then anything you do becomes part and parcel of your meditation. We cannot separate our soulful songs from our Godful prayers. Because of our heart cries, no crisis can forever prevail. Nothing can be as sweet, illumining, and fulfilling as our gratitude heart. If you do not ring God's victory bell, then life is nothing but hell. When the Master does not answer your complicated question, it does not mean he approves of your self-styled plans. If the Master's outer answer may cause problems for the seeker, the Master remains silent. We must fight with each and every unaspiring thought. Alas, will there ever be a time when ignorance's influence will just fade away?